you might not say, well, we've been discussing this. You might say,
We've been talking this over.
Uh-huh. This is a... What is this place made of?
I mean, you know, this house made of... Well, it's made of lots of different timber. It's pine, gum, and oak, and poplar. And several different kind of wood that's in it. But that's most all that's in it. And I tore it down to throw all this out. Gum and poplar. But since this is pine all in here, I put it up with pine. I never used another kind of pine.
When I was coming down the road, I passed three other, what?
Little houses.
You were telling me you have a barn back here.
Yeah.
Do you have a special place in your barn to keep your corn?
Oh yeah, you have a crib when you're corn.
Do you have a special place up in the top of it? Do you call that something?
Well, no. I have the hay pen.
Hay pen.
Yeah, back of the crib. That's where they used to. They'd have a log for hay. But when I built this barn, why, I built it to a hay pen, you know, down lower on the ground, where I wouldn't have to put up anything in the loft. But it's a hay pen down there, it holds lots of hay.
Do you have a special building where you put grain?
Yeah, that's where I put it down there, and that's what you call a crib.
Oh, a crib?
Yeah, you put your grain in that crib.
Oh. I didn't know if you could just put corn in the crib or if you could put other things.
You put beans, the boy used it now. I don't use it myself. He used to put the beans and shell corn. You don't know when we, I never did shell no corn. Back then, I always get it by hand in the air, put it in the crib in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But now, they shell all the corn. Put the shell corn up, you put it in bins. He's got bins up there that holds 500 bushels of corn. Well, then he puts it down here. He's got the sticks down here where he can put it down here. Beans, he put beans down there last year and corn too. He's got two cribs down there.
How big are they?
Well, they'll hold around 100 and 150 bushels.
Wow.
Good size,
yeah.
You see.
What if, when you're bringing your hay, when you first cut your hay, what do you do with it?
You rake it, then bale it. Haul it in the bale. That's what we used to, though. We'd haul it, put up loose. Hay put up loose. But after I come up here, I never did put up that. Of course, when I went to the hospital, they put up a lot in that loose hay. But I never did put up no loose hay myself. I went and baled it. Had a bale and baled it, put them up in the bale.
Did you ever put it in a stack?
Oh, yeah, I've stacked it.
What does that look like?
Well, you have ricks. You can put it in a rick, or you can put it in stacks around a pole.
I've never seen that.
You never. Well, that's how I stack lots of hay. You have to put it, then you put it in a rick. It's in ricks. A good long rick, you see, and not have no poles. Just have a fold underneath of it, put it in a rick.